Thank you for joining us on Cholangio Heroes, a video podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver, and I will be the host of this episode. And joining me is Heen Pham. She is going to be talking to us about her experience with the disease. So welcome, Heen.
Hi, my name is Heen Pham. I'm a cholangiocarcinoma survivor for over 20 years.
20 years?
Yes.
That's phenomenal. I'm sure everybody's going to want to know about your story. So where does your story start?
I was a pharmacy student back then, and during a road trip with my friends, I started having like gut symptoms like nausea, vomiting, and I couldn't keep my food down. So I called a nurse, and they told me they went to go back to student health clinic, and that test showed that my liver enzymes skyrocketed and bilirubin levels were high. So they told me to go to the ER, and that's how they found out I had bile duct cancer, and they gave me 6 months to live.
6 months, and it's been over 20 years?
Yes, it was in May 2002. Wow.
So what did you do that you have 6 months to live?
Back then, still no chemo regimen available for this type of cancer. So they told me one option I could do is to enroll me in clinical trial, phase two. And I remember that was ET743 plus Xeloda. So, and back then I wanted to hide the news for my family. So I told myself it's only 6 months. So I wanted to move back to Alabama to spend time with my family. But then when my family found out from a friend of mine that I had cancer, and they gave me advice to stay and just try that clinical trial.
Oh, wow. So how did you get connected to a clinical trial?
The doctor that treated me back then, they told me about that. So I was on that for, I think, 6 months. And then March, 9 months later, the tumor came back. And again in 2008, and I had, so in 2008, I was, my doctor sent me to MD Anderson, so I was chemotherapy and surgery. So that's the last time that I had treatment for this type of cancer.
So after your surgery in 2008, you didn't have any more treatment?
Not for bile duct cancer, but this capsaicin, on the other hand, last year I was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer. It's not related to that bile duct cancer, and surgery is not an option. So I'm right now the bile duct cancer in remission, but I'm battling the new cancer, which is stage 4 stomach cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that, because it seems like you're such a triumphant person to overcome cholangiocarcinoma, which is really, really rare. It's really rare. And you just found out recently that you have stomach cancer?
July 2021.
Oh, wow. So what treatments are you going for with that?
Right now I'm on FOLFIRI, but I just removed irinotecan because of side effect plus Opdivo. Radiation, not an option for me. No radiation, no surgery. So just like just prolonged life therapy.
Right. So I guess could you explain to a person, with their newly diagnosed, maybe some tips to help them stay optimistic? Because now you're in a situation that doesn't sound very optimistic at all, but you're smiling and you seem very, very vibrant. So do you have some tips to share with people who may get newly diagnosed with a cancer?
Yes, I know the information out there is overwhelming. But in my opinion, from my experience, chemotherapy or other treatments are not an option, but the most important just to stay positive and just focus on doing things that make you happy, and hang around with positive people, and do not give up hope.
And that's the one thing there always is hope, right? What's your support system like?
I'm very grateful that I have great support system from my family, my ballroom dance friends, church friends, and co-workers. And I have an excellent boss, and they're very understanding, and they have empathy. And I have a lot of support from my community too, and that helped me a lot.
How did you get connected to the cholangiocarcinoma foundation when you were diagnosed with cholangiocarcinoma?
20 years ago, this was none. And then a few years ago, when I was on Facebook and I saw that message pop up, so and I was up, so curious, and I click on that and start seeing and read the story, and also volunteer for MD Anderson to help talking with people who are new diagnosed with bowel cancer. And that's another thing.
So what year was that when you saw the Facebook page?
I really don't remember.
Oh. That's okay. But what was it, the Cholangio Warriors Facebook group page, or was it the actual foundation Facebook page?
Actual foundation. I saw it online first, and I checked it out on Facebook afterwards. Mm.
Has that helped to look at social media and talk to others?
Yes, definitely. And thankful for all the information that I got from that site during the time. Yeah, it's helped me a lot.
Do you have an experience with the foundation you wouldn't mind sharing, whether that be a conversation or the resources that you were able to use?
The Facebook group and the website helped me a lot, and I use that experience to share with other cancer patients. And I have a special connection with Toni Pham. She's a patient advocate, and I learned a lot from her. I really admire her for that. And reading survival studies, stories from other patients, helped me a lot too.
Are you related to Toni? You have the same last name.
We have the same last name. Her first Vietnamese name is the same as mine too.
Oh,
we were not related.
Well, at least you found each other through the foundation somehow. That's amazing.
Yes.
She's a mentor. Did you have a mentor?
I don't have a mentor.
Oh, okay. Well,
but if I need, I will reach
out. Program started in 2017, so you were probably, you were no evidence of disease of cholangio by then, right?
Oh yes, yes, in 2008.
Yeah. Oh wow. So yeah, you didn't have an evidence of disease ever since then. So did you have any symptoms or anything that signaled, that say something's off? I think you said something in the beginning, but would you mind sharing that again?
At the beginning, I have symptoms like acid reflux. I feel like nausea, vomiting, and I felt full after small meal, just tired, but mainly just like acid reflux symptoms.
Mm, that's interesting. Does anybody in your family have cholangiocarcinoma? Are you the first one?
I was the first one. No one. My mom and dad, they're about 75 years old, and they are healthy. No cancer in my family history.
So of cancer of any kind?
No, none.
Oh, wow. So how are you dealing with, stomach cancer? Because now you've had that for over a year. And were you also told a grim diagnosis, obviously no surgery or anything, but what's keeping you going?
Like I said before, I love doing the things that bring me joy, like ballroom dancing. Mm. And
ballroom dancing, is that what you said? Oh, I love it.
I perform Oxygen Tango, that's my bucket list, last month, exactly a month ago. And that's the most achievement I have this for this year. I'm very doing a short period of training, and looking back, I'm really happy about that, and I'm proud of that. And my secret is just keep doing the thing that you love, just live one day at a time. And I just, for some reason, even now when I'm talking to you, I don't think I'm a patient. I feel I'm a normal person doing normal things every day. And I'm trying to do my best and just let God take care of the rest.
Oh, I think that's a great attitude. You're just living life, and you're more than a survivor. I mean, it's amazing that you're here sharing your story to bring hope to others. If there's anything else that you would like to say, those who are joining us right now on the video podcast, we're talking with Hein Pham. Pham, who is you know, no evidence of disease with cholangiocarcinoma, but unfortunately dealing with stomach cancer. So those who are just joining the podcast now may have not have gotten your words of wisdom. So do you have any other words that you would just like to tell somebody who may not have even heard of cholangiocarcinoma?
Be grateful. Mm. And that's how I look at life. And sometimes I believe that things happen for a reason. And I know it's overwhelming and it's sad that you have that diagnosis, but there's always hope out there. And keep reaching out when you need help.
Yeah, how do you do that when you're not feeling well? How do you reach out for help?
I can't call my friends come over. I live alone. You know, they offer to move inside with me, but I appreciate that. And talk to my friends, talking to the people that you love and you care, and people that willing to listen to your issue. That helps a lot too.
Yeah, I think it's really important not to isolate yourself. I think it's probably easy to stay in that mode of just feeling sad. And it sounds like you've really overcome that. So I really appreciate that. Have I missed any other questions that you'd like to talk about?
No question.
No, not really? Well, I'm just so grateful for you to share your experience and your just positive energy. And I totally wish you the best. But those who are joining us and you want to know more about cholangiocarcinoma, which is bile duct cancer of the liver, and you can go to cholangiocarcinoma.org. You can also find us, which is a lot easier way, at curecc.org. You can find us there and spread the word about the foundation. And I think those of you who would like to donate, please do, so that we can fund some research, because obviously it helped Fam, you know, Hein Pham, it helped her. And unfortunately, you know, she's got another cancer, but I think that we can just all learn from each other. The cancer field in general, when we share these type of patient stories, can certainly help with drug development, just so that we can find out, like, what were your symptoms? How old were you? And did this run in your family? Those type of things. So just sharing what you experienced is really, really helpful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Everybody join us next week for a new episode of Cholangio Heroes.